PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and with me today is Adrian Turner. He is the CEO at Makana, and Glenn Allmendinger, President of Harbor Research. Can we have each of you tell us a little bit about yourselves and your companies? So basically tell us how long you've been around, what you do, and that sort of information.
Well, I'm Glenn Allmendinger. I'm the President and Founder of Harbor Research. We're a market analyst and consulting firm based in San Francisco, Boston, and London. We've tracked things related to what we call the pervasive internet, which is really referring to the whole notion or concept of devices, intelligent devices on networks beyond traditional computing or cell phones or telephony kinds of devices. The firm's been around for 25 years, but we've been tracking this subject since the late 1990s in anticipation of the huge wave of connectivity that will eventually grow from intelligent devices. And as an analyst firm, we support clients on both the supply side and the adopting side, looking at a variety of technologies, such as Makana's presenting here today, related to integration of intelligent devices, management, securing those devices, and organizing that next wave of technology.
My name is Adrian Turner. I'm the CEO with Makana Corporation, and Makana securely enables internet-scale applications and services for connected devices. And our industry-leading infrastructure software ensures that both wired and wireless devices, networks, and services perform and scale securely. And we do that through a solution that we call the Device Security Framework that includes 10 modules or components with others coming. And customers of the Device Security Framework or components of it include Philips, Dell, Cisco, Nortel Networks, Harris, Honeywell, RadVision, as well as others. Makana was founded in 2002, is privately held. We're headquartered in San Francisco in California, and all of our software can be evaluated from Makana.com.
And Adrian, your latest press release you put out through PRWeb is announcing a new white paper called Designing a Secure Future that discusses the future of the internet and precautions that need to be considered now. So tell us about the unique approach presented in this paper and who should be interested in reading it.
Well, really, everyone in the connected devices and services value chain should be reading this white paper, from silicon vendors to OS vendors to device manufacturers and service providers, because all are influenced by what's described in this white paper. And the white paper talks about the need for a holistic approach to device security, one that can work with any IP-enabled device, irrespective of the form factor of the device, whether it's a wireless or wireline device, and irrespective of the resources, CPU resources on the device. And it talks about the shift in the market from viewing device security in a very simplistic way to taking a more sophisticated view of device security that's extensible to solve tomorrow's needs as well as today's.
Basically, intelligent device networking is an area that people really are just scratching at the surface of, and I don't think it's really become a full-fledged everyday on the street subject yet. But you think in terms of trains and planes and automobiles and phones and people all interacting, and increasingly a number of interactions that could occur between various types of machines without any human interaction involved, or various types of alerts or things that could occur between devices. You think about the alarm system letting you know that something has been breached back to a person. All of these kinds of devices are living off of technology, whether it's over the network or they're actually embedded in the device from a securing standpoint. All of this technology from a security standpoint is largely dated, if not even really intended for the purpose of securing these types of devices. I think the revolution that Makana is bringing to the marketplace is a whole fresh look at both network applications. I mean, the whole emergence of a class of applications for a variety of purposes that were really built for the network. But in this case, both the network and the fact that these are non-computing and non-telephony types of devices that are increasingly going to grow in the network. What Makana is doing is really organizing a clean sheet approach, a wholly new way of understanding how they should be secured. And that is a very, very robust view of where the future is going. And it really isn't borrowing from the past. It's really creating a new for this whole new capability.
And tell us more about the dangers of all these new devices connecting to the internet. And why do you feel like security is so important right now? And why haven't companies focused on this more?
Well, it's interesting, right? And keying off of what Glenn was talking about, that what we're referring to here is the whole next wave of computing devices. And that's everything from medical devices to physical perimeter security systems to transportation systems. And if there are breaches in those devices, there are physical world consequences. Bad things happen. Not just somebody that could potentially remotely take control of the device, but if you think about malware, And the worst case scenario, the device could be rendered inoperable. So what we're moving to is a world where the bar for security needs to be way higher than it is for current connected devices. And in any networked system, it's only as secure as its weakest link. So these new devices connecting to the network, we need to make sure that they're not the weakest link.
I mean, I might add to that. In one sense, you can use the terrorism or any kind of more traditional protecting of thyself as a view of security as one way of looking at this. But I think another important is as you look at more and more consumer services being deployed over the web, you know, whether it's playing a game on a cell phone or conducting some type of business or otherwise, you know, the service level commitments that suppliers and carriers and enablers are organizing around really have to have a much higher bar, a much higher standard by which security will be managed in order to be able to guarantee that kind of service delivery and really what's increasingly a very, very competitive world. And I think one where obviously people have multiple parallel choices in any given product or service category, having a high bar, having a high standard, having the ability to meet that standard such that you can deliver a guaranteed level of service, I think will increasingly be very, very critical to everything from legitimate real security, be it perimeter security or law enforcement or public safety, all the way back to just the ability to guarantee service levels as it would relate to any kind of consumer or otherwise business-to-business service.
Yeah, I mean, security impacts quality of service, integrity of communications, provisioning, personalization, accounting and billing for online services. All of those things are impacted directly by security.
And so tell us a little bit about the state of security with these kinds of devices today and where it's headed in the future.
So we're really at the beginning of the second wave of people looking at connected devices and securing connected devices. And if you look at a lot of the existing approaches today, they really haven't been stress tested at scale. So what we see is companies have dabbled with point security approaches, and some have gotten burned, others really should have gotten burned, but were lucky, and still others have probably gotten burned and don't know it yet. So what we see now is the market's getting serious around device security, and it really has to. And the right way to do that is with an extensible framework that deals with tomorrow's problems as well as today's.
I would add, Adrian, that in many respects, for those who are reaching into the past and trying to apply some dated technology to this new distributed device network environment, it's a little bit like the blind leading the vision impaired. Whoever's trying to secure the device is using tools that I think are all far short of the mark of what kinds of guarantees and understanding of certain service levels and performance levels that will be required in that world. And I think in many respects, you're championing a whole new standard, a whole new spec, really a whole new capabilities that would relate to securing devices, and one that I think the world is just beginning to scratch at understanding.
And where can this important white paper be downloaded? And is there any cost involved in that process?
There is no cost. It'll certainly be available over Harvard's website. I'm sure it will be available from Mokana's as well. And I think anybody can get it for free and read it. It's quite a fairly hefty in terms of content. There's a rich bit of content there on the setting the stage for this whole subject, making people understand the context. But really, most importantly, what Mokana's bringing to bear for the market, this whole new framework and the richness of this type of network application view of security as we move forward in the marketplace.
And could you both provide contact information in case our listeners have any additional questions for either of you? Can we start with Adrian at Mokana?
Sure. So Adrian Turner, and again, I'm the CEO with Mokana, and you can reach me via email at adrian@mokana.com, adrian@mokana.com, mokana.com.
And Glenn, how about your contact information?
Glenn Allmendinger again, Harbor Research. My web address is G Allmendinger, that's GALLMENDINGER at harborresearch.com. And our phone number is 415-615-9400, and my extension is 24.
All right. Well, it was a real pleasure podcasting with both of you, Adrian and Glenn. And I wish you both the best of luck, and thank you for coming on and telling us about this really important white paper. And I hope it makes a big difference in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.